While the senators debated the skinny repeal bill into the wee hours of the morning, the conversation was also taking place online. Hashtag skinny repeal was trending on Twitter. Danielle Belton is managing editor at The Root. She joins us from New York. So Republicans failed to pass a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. How was that playing out online?
Oh, the response on Twitter was swift and brutal. On the left, they were joyous over the repeal failing, and there was nothing but crying Jordan memes imposed over Mitch McConnell's face. On the right, there was disappointment and bewilderment with accusations of McCain being a rhino, a Republican in name only. People also debated who the real heroes were of the night. Was it John McCain, who returned still recovering to the Senate to vote against it, or was it Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who have steadfastly been against repealing the ACA without a plan? Jeff Yang tweeted, Murkowski and Collins are the heroes today. McCain is the guy who signed on at the end of the project, presented it, and got all the credit.
It also seems like one of the newest members of the Trump administration, the White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci, is following the president's lead and using Twitter, in fact, using it a lot to share his opinions. Earlier in the week, he tweeted about a leak and later deleted that tweet. What happened there?
Well, basically, Scaramucci called Ryan Lizza with The New Yorker and had, quite frankly, a bizarre and profane phone conversation about these leaks that have been coming out of the Trump White House. And after he had this call, he tweeted, in light of the leak of my financial info, which is a felony, I'll be contacting the FBI and the Justice Department, hashtag swamp. And then he tagged Reince Priebus, leading many people to conclude the same thing Lizza concluded, that Scaramucci was accusing Priebus of being responsible for several of the leaks coming out of the White House. He deleted the tweet, but as we all know, when something goes up on social media, it's forever. And so people are still having conversations about it. I mean, he came out and said that he doesn't want Priebus investigated by the FBI. He claimed it was a public notice to leakers that senior administration officials are helping to end illegal leaks.
Scaramucci, this was all on the record. This wasn't something that he said was off the record when he spoke with the reporter.
Exactly. Apparently, he called Lizza and didn't say whether he wanted the conversation to be off the record or on background. He just went into a lengthy rant. He wanted Lizza to disclose who the leakers were coming out of the White House, which, of course, Lizza did not do. And, you know, Scaramucci threatened to fire everybody. He disrespected Steve Bannon. It was a very bizarre moment.
So what does happen when a tweet like that is eventually deleted? I mean, I know it has a long shelf life. What has to be done to really put an end to whatever kind of controversy was sparked by it?
I don't know if there is a way to put an end to this. I mean, tweets really are forever. People take screenshots. People have memories. The fact of the matter is, you know, he admitted to using vulgar language. He's admitted that the conversation was had. He said he shouldn't have trusted a reporter, which is, you know, was also bizarre because, again, he didn't ask for the conversation to be off the record in the first place. So I feel like this is going to have a long shelf life. This is going to follow him throughout his tenure with the White House.
Well, if we want to get off politics, let's talk about entertainment, because there were HBO shows trending on social media this week, including the improvised kiss on Game of Thrones. What was getting the most buzz, though, was a show that has yet to premiere called Confederate. The new series imagines what the United States would look like had the South won the Civil War. What's the conversation all about?
Well, the conversation has been about whether or not this show and the concept behind it is an alt-right fantasy, basically alluding to the white nationalist movement that exists both in real life and heavily online. Jason Johnson, who's a political writer for The Root, wrote that the creators of Game of Thrones, who've created Confederate, desperately want to create a world in which racial virtue is easy and requires no sacrifice or real challenge. In a world where slavery still exists, there are no sticky arguments about all versus Black Lives Matter to make white folks feel guilty. So there's been a lot of really harsh criticism. HBO programming president Casey Bloys said on Wednesday to the press that Confederate is a risk worth taking, saying everyone understands there's a high degree of getting this right. If you can get it right, there's real opportunity to advance the racial discussion in America.
So is this the kind of thing where any publicity, even negative publicity online, is good publicity?
So I don't know how ultimately the criticism will impact. I think the programming president really hopes that people will take a wait and see approach. And in the end, we'll find it to be a quality product. But, you know, we'll have to see.
Yeah. And a lot more people are going to know about it, and probably a lot more people are going to watch it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Danielle Belton, managing editor at The Root. Thanks a lot for speaking with us, Danielle.
Thank you.